Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I think you're destined for great things, Brooke.
Thanks, Bob.
You've been absolutely wow in the Riverland the past year in your radio pursuit so far. But television, I think, is the ultimate goal for you. I look at the likes of David Letterman. He's 75 years old today, which, I mean, he's well and truly retired from his late-night TV talk show. There is room for you to move into, Brooke, and become one of the greats. I like doing this every now and then. I've written sort of a monologue for you, like the opening, some topical jokes, a bit of humour, and I just want to get your flight hours up, basically. If you want to fire in some talk show music, I've got them in cue card style.
Okay, let's do it.
And welcome your host, Brooke Humble.
We've got a great show for you lined up tonight. Bob's our band leader. How are you feeling tonight?
Ho ho, out of sight.
Making news tonight, and everyone's talking about water pricing, aren't they? Have you heard about this? Arbear's grade pricing on a scale from extremely wet to extremely dry. Funnily enough, that's the same scale I use to grade my farts. Oh my gosh, again. Here's the thing, they're all bad outcomes. With me around, you're either caught in a hurricane or a mudslide. The good news is water prices are expected to remain low. Isn't that good?
Yeah, woo!
You guys don't have to tell me. When I'm done flushing, I've used enough water to drain Lake Bonnie.
Oh, nasty.
In tech news, Telstra have rolled out a new anti-spam SMS filter. Hey, why are Telstra so anti-spam? I eat one can of the stuff and I can power my car for a year.
Oh, make some fart noises.
Sorry, apologies. The Cobby Steam Museum will want to install me as an exhibit. Let's start the show.
That was great, Brooke.
Never read from a teleprompter before. But there you go.
You took it. It's cue cards in late night. It's always the,
cards. Do you think I could make it?
I think there's definitely something to work with there.
Great.